And let's follow up on a first this week for the 59-year history of Israel. The government approved the appointment of the first Muslim and Arab cabinet minister. The new minister and the Labour Party leader who appointed him call the move a historic step toward equality and integration. Israeli Arabs make up about 20% of the country's population and have long complained of discriminatory policies that treat them like second-class citizens. But the appointment has sparked opposition from the Arab-Israeli parties and from a right-wing ultra-nationalist party. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Ghaleb Mejadli, a 54-year-old Labour Party member of the Knesset, or parliament, has spent the day jumping from meeting to meeting, interview to interview. Sitting in his small office in the heart of the parliament building with a bodyguard nearby, Mejadli looks a little frazzled late in the first day on the job as a new cabinet minister in the fragile coalition government headed by Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. But the former Workers' Council organizer says he's elated by the chance to serve as something of a trailblazer for Arab-Israeli politicians.
Everybody agrees that this is historic. For more than 58 years, there hasn't been a Muslim and Arab cabinet minister. I hope that we in the Labour Party do everything we can to justify this. I believe we'll bring about change for all citizens of Israel and for Arab Israelis in particular.
Arab Israelis have long been underrepresented in the government commensurate with their population numbers. Today there are 13 Arabs in the 120-seat parliament. Arab Israeli citizens have lower income and education levels than their Jewish counterparts, and Arab Israeli town leaders complain that they receive second-rate municipal services and less funding. Labour Party leader and Defense Minister Amir Peretz tapped Mejadli, an obscure backbench lawmaker, to fill a cabinet post vacated after a Labour minister quit to protest the cabinet appointment of Avigdor Lieberman from the ultranationalist Israel Bitenu, or Israel Our Homeland Party. Labour Party leaders and others have called Lieberman's political views racist and exclusionary. And while Mejadli calls his own appointment historic and precedent-setting, all three Arab-Israeli parties have called it a sellout.
It is not really a historic change regarding the Arab population of the state of Israel.
Arab Knesset member Dr. Hanas Swade is with the Hadash party. He says the appointment is a self-serving move by Peretz, the embattled labor leader and defense chief, whose popularity has crashed following last summer's war with Hezbollah. Swade charges that Peretz is merely trying to shore up Arab support within his party ahead of key leadership voting this spring.
If Mr. Peretz believes in inclusion of an Arab minister in this government, why he didn't do that in the beginning of this government 8 months ago.
But Swade's larger complaint is that Mejadli is giving what he calls a seal of approval to racial discrimination by sitting in the cabinet with Lieberman. Lieberman and his party advocate redrawing Israel's borders to exclude most of the country's Arab Israelis.
This is the racist agenda of Israel Beiteinu. I don't think that it is appropriate for an Arab minister to sit side by side with a minister who represents such policies.
The only cabinet minister to vote against Mejadli's appointment this week was Avigdor Lieberman. Like the Arab parties, Lieberman denounced the appointment as a cynical ploy by Peretz, and he insisted he has nothing against an Arab or any other minority serving in the cabinet. Israel Bitenu Knesset member Israel Hasson says the party's opposition is based solely on politics. But Hasson also questions how a Muslim and Arab could be trusted with state secrets if, as expected, Mejadli is given the cabinet portfolio that includes access to classified scientific research projects.
Now, minister in science in Israel, he involved very high top secret in Israel. We cannot bluff ourselves. Israel cannot share.
Opposition to Mejadli was not limited to Lieberman and Arab-Israeli parties. Members of the Druze Arab minority within Mejadli's own Labour Party complained bitterly that far more qualified Druze Labour members had been passed over for the cabinet post. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.